Off the ball.
Rugby.
Like him or loathe him, he's been great for the game. He brings in energy and I couldn't believe it. On Saturday night, I came home. My son was wearing all white and he had like tape, like a Pollock hat around his legs. I was like, what's happening here?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to tonight's League of Ireland action, including our live commentary game between Derry City and Bohemians. We look back at last night's Europa League and a harrowing defeat for Celtic at Celtic Park. And Arna Slot gives a positive update on Alexander Isak's return from injury. But first to our live commentary game between Derry City and Bohemians at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Bows will be full of confidence after their visit to Sligo last weekend when they came away from the showgrounds with a 4-0 win. Colm Whelan scored a hat-trick. Derry will be without first-choice goalkeeper Brian Maher. He came off injured in last week's 2-2 draw with Dundalk. Everyone else is fit and available for the Candy Stripes. Their manager Tiernan Lynch says he's expecting a tough test against another side with 4 points from their opening two games.
I think what you always get from Bows are they're well organised, they're well structured, they've lots of good players, and as you said from Saturday night, they've a goal threat. So we're under no illusions how difficult Friday night's going to be, but it's a good challenge for us. It's a great challenge for us. It's one that we're definitely looking forward to, and we have to embrace and really enjoy.
Kickoff in Derry is 7:45. You can hear live and exclusive commentary on Off the Ball on News Talk Radio and the Go Loud app. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the gantry by former Derry City player and manager and the current boss of Institute, Peter Hutton. League of Ireland Premier Division football returns to Oriel Park for the first time in 2 years. Dundalk host Drogheda United for the first loud derby of the season. Dundalk earned a credible point away from home last week against Derry. This week proves to be a different challenge, and their boss Kieran Culduff says he's under no illusions how threatening Drogheda can be.
Just need to try and nullify. Drogheda are very different. They have their own style of play. They have their own kind of methodology to it, and in fairness, they've been more competitive with everyone in this division for the last number of years. So we'll respect their threats, but listen, at home of course you have there's an impetus on you to go and perform put on a good performance in front of your own fans, and I think it's obviously all about us probably this week. No one needs to introduce the game. It's the loud derby. We've been waiting to probably get hands on each other for over a year now in terms of the way things have gone. But our game plan will be similar to what will be most weeks going forward. It'll be mainly about us and highlighting their threats, and Drogheda definitely have that.
Drogheda are the only side to have played two games and taken 6 points from six. Kevin Doherty's side beat Galway United on the opening night. They followed that up with a 2-0 win over Waterford last Friday. The Drogs scored both their goals in the first 10 minutes last week. And speaking to Off the Ball's Ben Symes, Doherty says they're looking for more of the same.
Look, you say it every week, you want to start well, and look, it doesn't always work out that way, but it was important, particularly in our first home game, to come out of the traps and start well, and thankfully it went that way. And we played well for the vast majority of the game. As I said, there's still things we can do better. Just like, we're certainly not happy and comfortable with everything how the both games have gone. But we have two clean sheets. We've scored three goals. We've got 6 points. So look, you can't really. I'd be very nitpicking if it was critical of anything. But I do think there's elements that we can improve on. Yeah.
On Friday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Shells and Bows defender Owen Heary joined Shane Hannan and Keith Tracy in studio, and the trio looked ahead to the loud derby.
What's the ceiling for Drogheda? Like, nobody really talks about them as serious contenders. Obviously, European football would be absolutely fine, but like, what is the ceiling?
Honestly, they probably don't want to hear this, but I think staying in the league has to be at the forefront of everybody's mind. That's the requirement. Anything after that is an absolute bonus. But what Kevin has done with this draw of the team has been unbelievable. I really enjoy watching them play. How they go about it, I think any opposition that plays against them will come off the pitch knowing they've had a game of football, which should always be the number one requirement. But when they play a back five, Keely, Bulger and Borney, very difficult to break down. And when they win it back, they've got Shane Farrell, they've got Brandon Kavanagh, and they've got Ethan O'Brien. All three of them are very capable of hitting a pass in behind. And the pass in behind for a Lua doesn't have to be the best ball in the world. It's just 40 yards of green grass, hitting in there, you win the race. And it's the brilliant thing about Drogheda is they will say, we'll stand on the edge of our 18 yard box, you come up to the halfway line, and at some point we're going to nick it, and we're going straight in behind there. And it, oppositions can see it happening, but if they don't want to come up the pitch and they stay a little bit loose in their own half, then you pop the ball into midfield and they have runners from there as well. So I love how Drogheda go about it. They do the complete opposite of what the opposition want. So yeah, I really like it. I expect Drogheda to get the win tonight, but I think Dundalk, I mean, Owen Kenny is somebody I've been impressed with. His goal against Derry the other day with that left-footed strike was lovely. I think Keith Buckley would be a good signing. Yeah. I don't expect him to play every minute of every game, but just the standards, similar to James McLean going into Derry, his standards in the dressing room would be a big thing. And Daryl Horgan still has a bit about him. Yeah. Obviously looking after his body really well, still chopping and changing out in that wing. So yeah, I think it'll be a good game, but I fancy Drogheda to get the win there in my old club, and it'd be nice because the last time I played at Oriel Park for Drogheda, we got pumped 5-0.
Really? That was the peak Dundalk.
Yeah, I think that was Stephen Kenny and Vinnie Peart. It was a really, really good. It was Shields in the middle as well. Me and Shields were kicking lumps out of each other. Yeah, it was a difficult game that we got absolutely battered in.
I'm just fascinated to watch Kieran Kilduff's journey as well as a manager, because he's only 37 years of age, like, and already a bit of experience, obviously, with the wasn't that Athlone Town in the women's game if you continue on that trajectory, obviously we'll see where he goes, but to be managing at in Premier Division level at 37 years of age, no mean feat, like.
Yeah, and the fact that the off season previously didn't know if we were getting a license, and going out and signing experienced players takes a lot. You didn't just say, right, we'll try get young lads in and try to do it. You know, we went out and got experienced players to match as younger players. You know, Cornwell coming in as well, Wilson coming in. So I'd say they have good ambition to stay in the league this year and hopefully do well in the cup and then build again the next year. But he's done extremely well, I think, with the team that he's had over the last couple of years.
If you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Kickoff at Oriel Park is 8 o'clock. Champion Shamrock Rovers will be hoping it's third time lucky when they face St Pat's at Tallaght Stadium tonight. Stephen Bradley's side saw both of their first two games called off due to the weather. He says it's allowed more time on the training pitch to get up to speed, though.
Yeah, that's been the one positive. It's given us an extra couple of weeks training, which we obviously didn't have. So that's been nice. It's given us a chance to get players up to speed, new players obviously. So that's been the positive, but nothing beats a competitive game.
Former Celtic and Wales defender Adam Matthews says he's expecting a tough test for the champions this season.
Yeah, similar to last year, it was a tough season. Obviously, a lot of games for us, especially when Europe starts, but that's what you want to do to be a successful team. So it's going to be no different this season. I think a lot of the teams have strengthened, but so have we. So we're looking forward to the challenge ahead.
St Pat's also had a weekend off last week because of a cancellation. Their only game this season was the nil-all draw with Bohemians at the Aviva on the opening weekend. Shells were meant to play Rovers last week, so their only game this season was a one-all draw away to Waterford on the first night. Shells played Galway United, who were beaten by Drogheda 2 weeks ago. The two sides meet at Talca Park tonight at 7:45. Both Waterford and Sligo will look to pick up their first wins of the Premier Division campaign. Sligo make the trip to Waterford after last week's 4-0 loss to Bohemians. Waterford boss John Daly says playing Sligo after such a heavy loss will add difficulty.
The Bows game at home, there'll be different conditions, everything that goes around it. They'll be disappointed with probably the performance and how they gave up the goal. So I'd imagine this week they'll be working really hard on defending and making sure that their press is right and defensively they're solid, that they don't give up them cheap opportunities. So sometimes playing a team after being beaten 4-0 isn't a great thing. But it's important that we, as I said, if we start fast and we can put seeds of doubt into their mind, then, you know, we can hopefully come away with the 3 points.
That game at the RSC kicks off at 7:45. In the First Division, Cork City are away to Wexford. Finn Harps are at home to UCD. Athlone Town go to Kerry. And it's Treaty United against Bray Wanderers at Markets Field.
Here it comes, opportunity, O'Reilly! The League of Ireland is back this Friday night, done off the ball, whatever the weather.
Can you believe it?
A team of distinction and real big spenders, Derry City host Bohemians after their 4-goal haul last weekend.
An instant response from Derry City.
Can City get off to a good start for a change, or will Bows get that loving Whelan?
Back pass here, Colin Whelan has scored for Bohemians.
There's sure to be fireworks on Foyle side. Join us on Off the Ball this Friday from 7 p.m. on News Talk or the Goal Out app for live and exclusive commentary of Derry City versus Bohemians.
A beautiful finish.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
ago. Kempers versus Shelton. No chance. 2-2. Kempers' second goal. And Shelton was left without a hope.
Mario Kempes, the star of Argentina's first World Cup triumph in 1978, scored a whopping 303 goals over the course of his career, which included spells at Valencia, Rosario Central, River Plate and Instituto. But what if his career had taken a different path and ended up at Spurs? Well, just years after helping his nation win their first World Cup, he nearly joined his fellow countrymen in Ozzy Ardiles and Ricky Villa at the North London club. But why didn't the deal get over the line? Well, in episode 4 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors, Richie explains why the transfer didn't come to fruition for one of the best strikers in the world of the 70s and 80s. Find this week's episode in your OTB football podcast feed for free each and every Monday. You can also go back and listen to the other episodes in this series focusing on Michael Laudrup, Pelé and Ronaldo. Subscribe in your OTB football podcast feed now.
Celtic interim boss Martin O'Neill admits it's unlikely they'll go any further in the Europa League after last night's 4-1 loss at home to Stuttgart. They'll need a big turnaround in Germany next week to make the last 16. O'Neill says they're unable to go head-to-head with well-funded clubs from some of Europe's top leagues at the moment.
In time, Celtic will be able to compete deep into European competitions. It's just that it's not there at this minute. That's fine.
Vitor Pereira started life as Nottingham Forest boss with a 3-0 win away to Fenerbahce. It puts them on course for a place in the last 16 ahead of next week's home leg against the Turkish side. But Pereira, who's the fourth permanent manager of Forest this season, doesn't want to take any credit.
It was a win by the players and the supporters, no, by the manager, because the manager has had just 3 days to prepare the match. They have the quality.
Crystal Palace drew 1-1 away to Zrinjski in the first leg of their Conference League playoff. Ismail Assar put Palace ahead, but the hosts cancelled out that goal in the second half in Bosnia. Second leg again next Thursday. Troy Parrott played the full 90 minutes for AZ Alkmaar, who were beaten 1-0 away to Armenian side FC Noah. Manchester United made it 3 WSL sides in the quarterfinals of the Women's Champions League after their 5-0 aggregate win over Atletico Madrid. It was 2-0 last night in the home leg for United, and they will play German giants Bayern Munich in the last 8. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's hoping it won't be long before we see the best of Alexander Isak. The British record signing is close to a return from a leg injury that's kept them out since mid-December. Slot says it'll take time for the Sweden international to get back to the form that makes him one of the world's top strikers.
Unfortunately for him and for us, we haven't used the best Alex yet, but this club and our fans will see the best Alex hopefully this season, but for sure in the upcoming years.
Chelsea boss Lemar Senior admits he's tired of being asked about the fitness of Cole Palmer and Reece James. Both have had their minutes carefully managed as they return from long-term injuries. Senior says the pair are available for Chelsea's home game against Burnley tomorrow.
It's based on day by day, how not just those two players, how each player feels. At the moment, they're both fully fit. They're both available for selection. They both trained really, really well today. And, you know, with those two players in your team, it makes you a really, really strong team.
Tottenham defender Mickey van de Ven says their position in the Premier League is totally unacceptable and fans have every right to be angry. Spurs are just 5 points above the relegation zone ahead of Sunday's North London derby with Arsenal. It'll be Igor Tudor's first match as interim boss after Thomas Frank was sacked. Van de Ven says that the first impressions have been good.
He's really honest. He's straight into it, straightforward. And tells us straight away what he wants us to do and what he expects from us. And of course it needs some time, but you can see in the way how he behaves, he wants to go into it straight away and just wants to do it as quick as possible.
And remember, you can listen to the North London Derby live and exclusive on News Talk. 4:30 kickoff on Sunday. Stephen Doyle and Brian Kerr will call the action from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We also have commentary of Nottingham Forest and Liverpool before that. That's a 2:00 kickoff. Blackburn can go 6 points clear of the Championship relegation zone with a win at home to rivals Preston tonight. Blackburn boosted their survival hopes with a win over QPR last weekend in their first game since Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill took on his dual role. And don't forget, you can listen to live commentary of Derry City and Bohemians tonight from the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Stephen Doyle and Peter Hutton will call the action, and it's on Off the Ball from 7 o'clock on News Talk Radio and the Go Loud app. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. Have a great weekend. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.